I'm Marco Werman with The World. We've been hearing a lot in the past few weeks about Puerto Rico's financial troubles. They are serious. Even with the U.S. government pledging some support, the island is on the brink of a default. But our next story isn't about Puerto Rico's looming debt. It's about baseball on the island. The World's Jason Margolis visited a high school baseball academy in the rural Puerto Rican town of Florida.
Boys work out with shiny new equipment, weights, and ropes. If they get sore, there are hot tubs to soak aching muscles. Pretty different from when Alex Diaz grew up.
During the Monday to Friday, we just work out with our parents, friends. Now they have everything here. I got that facility when I make it to the big league.
Diaz played 8 seasons of Major League Baseball in the 1990s. Now he runs the athletic department at the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy, one of 5 private baseball high schools in Puerto Rico.
They practice baseball 5 days a week. They study 5 days a week. They have 3 meals down here. They got everything down here.
The boys focus on baseball for 3 hours each weekday, including taking swings in the batting cages. Baseball used to be the sport in Puerto Rico. Now it competes with volleyball, boxing, and basketball. That last one, Diaz can't figure out.
I don't know, because in basketball you have to be like 7 feet tall. It's strange because Puerto Rican, the most tall they can get is like 6'3", 6'4".
He has a point. Name a Puerto Rican NBA player. Exactly. There's only been a handful, and no superstars. But more than 200 Puerto Ricans have played Major League Baseball, including names like Roberto Clemente, Orlando Cepeda, and Ivan Pudge Rodriguez. Still, many Puerto Rican teens today do gravitate first to baseball. At the academy here, nearly 400 boys try out each year for a spot. 1 in 10 make it. High school junior Manuel Castillo travels 2.5 hours each direction by bus to get here.
Yo me levanto a las 3:30.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Llego a casa a las 7.
He leaves home at 3 in the morning each day, gets home around 7 at night, studies for a few hours, then goes to bed at 10. After high school, he wants to go to college. Then he says, God willing, to play in the major leagues. For kids like Castillo, baseball can be a way out of poverty. 45% of Puerto Ricans live below the poverty line. Carlos Beltran, the namesake of the school, grew up nearby with not much either.
You know, we have food on the table because my dad did a good job and my mom to provide us that. But, there were times when we didn't have money to go to school, or there were times where, you know, we only had one pair of shoes.
Those days are long gone.
Batting third of the Yankees lineup is the designated hitter, number 36, Carlos Beltran.
Beltran now plays for the New York Yankees. We spoke at Yankee Stadium before a game. Beltran is 39 and has been one of baseball's best players over the past 2 decades. He's picked up a truckload of honors, including the Roberto Clemente Award, given annually to one major league player who exemplifies the best of sportsmanship and community involvement. Beltran won not long after he started his school 5 years ago. He puts several $100,000 of his own money into it each year. He can afford it. He earns $15 million a year from the Yankees. Beltran says he knows he's been fortunate. That's why at his school, academics come first.
Because I only 1%, you know, make it to the big league. So it's just a very, very, very small window. So I try to create an environment where the kids really focus on education. And at the same time, you know, they will continue to develop themselves as a ball player.
That's important. Baseball can be a ticket to a college scholarship for talented players. Puerto Rico's public high schools have been plagued by high dropout rates, not Beltran's academy. Alex Diaz says all the boys hope to be signed by a major league organization.
The class this year is like 40 kids. Probably they're going to sign like 3 or 4. The rest is going to be at college.
All of them?
All of them.
Every single one?
Every single one.
Every single one also has a full or partial scholarship as well, often to schools on the U.S. mainland. There's another thing that sets the Beltran Academy apart from many other Puerto Rican schools, explains Gabriel Arroyo. He's going to be a junior.
I think like the most important thing is that all the class is on English.
That's important for life and for baseball. For example, a coach can yell for Arroyo to hit his cutoff man. I asked how you'd say that in Spanish.
That's the thing that I know in English, but not in Spanish.
Arroyo spoke English with relative ease, but picking up a second language seemed to be a work in progress for most of the boys.
They understand you. The thing is, they're afraid to talk in English.
Still, the boys here are much further along than Carlos Beltran was when he was drafted by the Kansas City Royals as a teenager.
No English. And it was very hard for me because the language was a barrier for me.
Besides just the kids at his academy, Beltran is also trying to help rebuild Puerto Rico's rich baseball tradition. The island has been eclipsed by Venezuela and the Dominican Republic as the major exporters of Latin American baseball talent. That's largely because major league teams have set up baseball academies in those countries. Beltran is trying to help give Puerto Rican boys a chance to compete.
I'm doing the best I can to try to do something positive for my country.
And yeah, baseball's just a game. But ballplayers are heroes to a lot of kids and grown-ups. Beltran's accomplishments bring pride to Puerto Ricans. Beltran gets that. And that's why he wants to help produce the next crop of Puerto Rican stars to take his place. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.
If you want an inside look at one of Puerto Rico's baseball academies, search no more. We have a load of photos up at PRI.org.